Welcome back to Download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, coming up on May 15th, Chicago musician Joe Adamek will be on stage at the Hideout for a record release party. Adamek has primarily been a drummer for bands like Manischewitz, Caliphone, and Iron and Wine. But he's also a multi-instrumentalist who has released a new solo record. It's called Super Low, out on the record label Minomoso. Is that close? Is that the...
Minomoso.
See, I knew it. I wanted to fact-check that before. It was one of those things. Adamek has played with several bands and Chicago musicians in his time here. And he's here tonight to play some live music. And he's brought friends, Gillian Lizay, is that that's correct? And Andy Frickle. Thank you so much for being here. Thanks, everybody, for being here. And we're going to hear some live music. We'll probably take the break to do a little sound check to get ready. But welcome to the show. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It's great to be
here. So, I mean, this is big for you. I mean, to have a solo record. I mean, you've played with all the bands that I mentioned. Some of those are tremendous bands, not just here in Chicago, but around the country, around the world. What's it mean for you to go out on your own and try something different?
Well, I've, you know, I've always, like you said, I've recorded with lots of different people and... you know, I've done things where I end up doing many different instruments and, you know, I do like a whole section of a song and it just seems like a lot of that is me. And I decided I wanted to do that just on my own and see what happens.
For you, I mean, I say multi-instrumentalist. And you know, we'll put the picture up on our website as well as all the instruments we have in studio. What does that mean?
Well, I studied when I was younger. I started playing drums, and I always had a desire to play melody instruments. And I think the drums are very melodic, but not like a guitar is melodic. And so I would gravitate towards these other instruments. My father played guitar, so I took his guitar. When I was probably about 10, it just came into my room, and that was no longer his, you know, but he wasn't playing it at the time. And my grandfather played clarinet, so I took that into my little, you know, room, teenage bedroom. And, you know, I just started experimenting with these things. So I've always done that with other instruments. And I think that for me, multi-instrument, I mean, it's just an extension of what I like to hear. You know?
I mean, just in studio right here, what do we have? Gillian, what do we have in front of you? And also, I mean, you have guitars that are lined up. Is that the clarinet behind you?
Yeah.
This is a tremoloa.
A tremoloa. There we go.
Yeah, that's mine. It's a very bizarre instrument. It's like a zither or like an auto harp, I guess. And it was made in the 20s through the 40s to play popular Hawaiian music by yourself.
Well, I mean, you hear that. I mean, obviously, Caliphone's kind of been an experimental rock band. Iron and Wine's a little bit more, you know, sort of straight ahead rock or you know, a little bit of folk, things like that. But I mean, for you, how important is it to sort of use more instruments and try to expand your palate as a musician?
Well, I love just like orchestration, and you know, like I love people like Gil Evans, and you know, classical composers, you know. But for me, it's interesting to hear those types of. Those types of orchestration put into a different context, you know, like Sun Ra, someone I really like, who all of a sudden there's something very strange, you know, it's like some drunk marching band walking down the street or something. But then all of a sudden, if you can incorporate that into an arrangement in something else, I like combining those two things, you know?
Well, I mean, it shows obviously in the music on Super Low, but I mean, you have a background that spans past rock and roll. I mean, you'll play in jazz bands, you'll play all, for you, is there a particular style of music that you gravitate towards, or is it part of your, you know, musicianship to be open to all styles?
Well, that was something I struggled with when I was making this record. I actually recorded a version of some of these songs with a band, which included a lot of very talented jazz musicians in Chicago. And I had to take a step back, and I really thought about what separate myself from, you know, like sort of this demographic of you are this. You are a jazz drummer. You are a rock drummer. And really... you know, it was like a meditative process of what is the full picture? What do I want to do? And it had nothing to do with one particular style. So the record is just, I don't think of it as one style. I just think of it as a, you know, one statement, I guess. And yeah, it's hard to get branch out of, you know, categories. But yeah, that's what I was trying.
Well, it defies categories, and we're going to hear some of it coming up here on the download. Joe Adamek's in studio. We'll take a break here so we can sound check this, because there are instruments everywhere. We're going to have fun with this while we go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll hear some live music from Joe, from Gillian, from Andy. The new record is Super Low, and we will hear from these guys when we return. Stay with us. All right, I'm so excited. This is great. Joe Adamek is in studio. He has brought Gillian Lizet and Andy Fricka with him. Gillian, what are you playing? You're playing the...
I'm playing bass.
You're playing bass, okay. Andy, what do we got over here?
We got a French horn over here.
A French horn.
Yeah.
All right, and then Joe, what are you playing in this one?
This is a Goya acoustic guitar.
Love it! And we got a nice little drum track. This is going to be fun. The record is called Super Low. It's out. It's LP. The LP is right here in my hand, which is great. I love that. And then also you can get it online. Okay, so Joe, what are we going to hear? What are we going to hear first here?
This is the second song on my record called Swimming Pool.
Swimming Pool. All right, some live music from Joe Adamek and crew here. The record called Super Low here on the download. Let's do it.
Jumping in the swimming pool, what'd you expect me to do? Jump into swimming with your clothes on, other mothers stare, and I look on. We left you, or was it taken away? Wild animals packed in the back of the car. You and your voices all alone. I should have held you in my arms. I should have held you in my arms. My arms.
Yeah! That was great. That was awesome. Joe Adamick, Gillian Lizay, and Andy Frickle. The song Swimming Pool from the Swimming Pool, is that was the full song? Swimming Pool? Or yeah, Jump right. Into the Swimming Pool? Swimming. Okay, Swimming Pool. From the record Super Low, the solo record for Joe Adamick, who has been a drummer, longtime drummer for bands like Manischewitz, Caliphone, Iron and Wine. Tremendous work. I mean, you could tell. I mean, there's a real beauty to the music. I mean, it's just, there's something you. There with the when we talk about multi-instrumental. It's not just sort of excess of instruments. There's vocals, everything that puts together. You guys really putting a tapestry together here tonight.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. all right, so you want to let's take a break. We'll get a break, and we'll get to the news, and we'll hear some more songs. You
all right,
do that?
Thanks.
That
a lot.
Sounds great, Joe. That was great.
Thank you.
This is a download. We're live in the Allstate studio down here on Michigan Avenue. It's a download. Stay with us. It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Joe Adamick. He's a longtime drummer and multi-instrumentalist here in Chicago for bands like Manischewitz, Caliphone, Iron and Wine. He's now has a solo record. It's called Super Low. He's got a Hideout record release party at the Hideout on May 15th, 1354 West Wabanzia. Also in studio with us, Gillian Lizay and Andy Frickle. Andy's got the French horn, Gillian's got the bass, and some other stuff all over the place. I love it. You know, you, Joe, I mean, we're going to hear live music in just a second, but I mean, name these bands. I mean, it's almost like a name dropping experience because you've worked with so many, and I'm not even getting to half of the musicians, the actual individuals we've worked with. For you being from Chicago and growing up here and being a part of this music scene, what does it afford you to have grown up here and be a part of it? I mean, are the relationships and your sort of Rolodex a mile long at this point?
I do know a lot of people in Chicago. I've played with a lot of different scenes. You know, I started out playing jazz in Chicago, and you know, but I've done lots of other things. I played with Freakwater. They're more of like a country
right.
band, and then when I got involved with Caliphone, I started playing with more like the indie rock scene. But yeah, I find that in Chicago there's a lot of camaraderie within the scenes, and I think it's a comfortable place to live. It's maybe less so now than when I first, you know, was growing up here. But that allows people to be less, you know, harsh. Like in New York, everybody sort of, it's amazing. You know, New York is great. But in Chicago, you know, you hang out in people's backyards and, you know, there's a little more of camaraderie
right.
here, I think.
Gillian, we were talking in the break just about you came here, from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Why did you come to Chicago?
Well, exactly what Joe said. It's that, like, music community here is not like in New York. In New York, it's just hard. There's no space, and, you know, it's just really competitive. And here, people, there's always, like, gear sharing, and, you know, or at least it was when I moved here, you know, 18 years ago.
18 years, and you stayed. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we were just talking about this a couple hours ago, just about, you know, a lot of musicians are leaving the coast for places like Nashville because there's an industry there. How does Chicago compare? Because I think of Chicago as a tremendous music scene, but not necessarily an industry.
That's right. Yeah, it used to be. There used to be a lot of jingle houses. And my teacher when I was growing up, drum teacher Tom Tedrin, he would always show up and tell me about the commercials he did downtown. And that's really changed a lot. Partially, it's because the whole industry is changed, and people can do, you know, music at their house and in their studios at home. And studios are going out of business left and right in Chicago. So the industry aspect of it is changing, and live music is changing too. And I think you really need to be flexible to continue to make a living.
I was going
to
say, you've been in some bands that have had commercial success, but how do you as a musician make a living in Chicago?
You have to be open-minded, I guess, you know. You got to be like, yeah, I am going to do that. Not like, oh god, I don't want to do it, you know. Yeah, you got to just be like, yeah, let's do it, and you know, but the good thing is people here, you know, everybody's pretty good. There's a high level of musicianship here, so even if you're on some weird gig somewhere, everybody's pretty good, and you probably know half the guys, and you know, you probably played with them before. So and everybody, you know, everybody's cool and you get along. So you got to be flexible and just be willing to do kind of.
You know, I mean, obviously working in a big city like Chicago, yeah. A lot of touring bands and people come through and you get these big shows at Metro or even the bigger houses and they're looking for opening bands and things of that nature. But there seems to be, you know, Chicago has gone from, you know, a great place to play music to almost like the epicenter when it comes to the festival season as we come here. I mean, now it's like it seems like every third month there's, you know, Paul McCartney's playing somewhere in, you know, like in Grand Park or something like that. But it's changed in the way that it seems. Does that help or hurt that exposure with the sort of Chicago being so much bigger when it comes to the commerce and the industry? Does it help or hurt the sort of independent scene here?
I think what's changed here is, there are more concerts and bands, and you go and you do your show rather than just general work for musicians. You know, now it's like a jazz band becomes a group, and you know they go and tour Poland or something, but they're not playing, you know, at the Playboy Club 6 nights a week. You know, so it's like you gotta.
So work is harder to find.
It's different.
Different.
Yeah, it's. I think it's still there. I think you can still do it, but it's like you really got to be. You'd be able to change and flexible with that. Yeah.
Joe Adamek, his new record, Super Low, is out. The record release party is going to be on May 15th at the Hideout. All right, let's enough talk. Let's hear some music. What are we going to hear here?
This is called Working for More Than Pay.
Perfect.
This is loosely based on Shackleton's expedition, if you're familiar with that.
All right, here we go.
2, 3, 4. More than pay.
Joe Adamick, and Gillian Lizay, and Andy Frickle. We had a lot. I need to also, I guess, introduce all the instruments that were on that song. We heard from Sigourney. Tell us who's Sigourney.
Sigourney is my Rosewood contra alto clarinet.
And then we had the Hawaiian instrument over here.
The tremoloa.
Mm-hmm. The French horn mm-hmm. that Andy was playing. Mm-hmm. The bass came in there, the guitar, and the vocal.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got one more in you?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that after the break here. Joe Adamick, Gillian Lizay, and Andy Frickle in studio. The show is at the Hideout. The record release party for Super Low is on May 15th. We'll continue with the live music here on The Download. When we return, stay with us. All right, back here on The Download on 720 WGN. Joe Adamick is in studio with me, along with Gillian Lizay and Andy Frickle, musicians here in Chicago. They got a show. Joe's got a show for his new record, Super Low. It'll be at the Hideout, 1354 Westwood Banzi, on May 15th. Also, Joe is drummer for bands like Manischewitz, Caliphone, Iron and Wine, Freak Water. Has worked with several musicians here in town. I can't thank you enough for coming in, bringing some of the instruments, everything. It's great. It's really great to meet you, and it's great to able to have you here. So, you know what? As we get tight on time, let's do one more song. You guys want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do
one. All right,
what
do we got here?
This is called Waking Up.
Waking Up.
Which we'll be doing in a few hours.
All right, exactly. Joe Adamick, Gillian Lizay, and Andy Frickle, Waking Up. Here on The Download.
Waking up now to the weight of my house. Let the sun in, let the little boy out. Took me a while, I'm not sure. My space, I give up my days. I hate the lies for being so obtuse. Say it's hard, but that ain't no excuse. She cut the TV cord, cut the phone line. Take me down low, it's the way. my house.
All right, Joe Adamick, Gillian Lizet, and Andy Frickle in studio, waking up the show that will be a record release party for Super Low.
Yeah, it's going to be at the Hideout. A lot of fun. Big Sadie is opening up, and they're an amazing band as well, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
So is it going to be the three of you? Who's all in the – who is going to be on stage that night?
Well, Gillian, Andy, Marty – Kellenberger is going to be playing horn in F, as it's known, as well, French horn. Jim Becker and Ben Massarella, both my co-bandmates from Caliphone days, are going to be playing with me, which I'm very excited
about. Wow, that's great.
And also Sam Wagster on guitar.
How's it feel to have a record release party?
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's actually my anniversary. So
really? Yeah, congratulations.
My wedding anniversary.
That's so great.
My beautiful wife and I will be celebrating that as well.
Celebrating on the stage. That's the way to go.
Yeah,
all right. Joe Adamick, Gillian Lizet, Andy Frickles, thanks so much for being here tonight. The record release party will be at the Hideout on May 15th. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thanks.